You are
open toes.
I'm Mara.
I'm Jess.
Obviously, this intro is a mess. It'll come together eventually.
Yeah, I see. I think it's charming. I think the lack of an intro is, it's a part of our brand at this point.
It's just real. It's just us, yeah. Truly.
And we come to you today with late breaking TikTok goss that is superseding our Duggar deep dive, because this was on our spirits and we had to talk to each other about it, and therefore that means you guys are hearing about it. So
it's weighing heavy on my swimmy down. It is juicy.
Yeah. I asked Jess if I was like, have you heard about this Rayshonda Lacondra mess? And she was like, yes. And I was like, thank God, because I have so much to say.
I feel like every time now I hear that, I just think of when someone said the La Conjuring, and
the La Con. Oh yeah, like wait. Oh, did I actually call her La Condra? I meant to call her LaChondra, yeah. But okay. We also have to do this right off the bat. And I know I cannot keep their name straight. No.
Like what? Actually, I want to look, because I know one is
Rayshonda.
Okay,
Rayshonda and La.
Chandra. Okay. But, okay. Rayshonda and LaChondra. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So Ray and LaChondra.
Yeah. Ray and the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor LaChondra.
Yeah. I feel like we were supposed to talk about their TikTok mess, and I don't even remember it, because this is the only TikTok I have in my brain right now. Is these two. Were there other?
I agree, but I don't even think we can get into the other, because they don't matter in light of this drama.
Truly.
They're all, if people want us to do a roundup of other things that have been happening on TikTok, we could do like Fencegate, Combat Gel Lady, we could do the DIYer who got mad that someone DIY'd.
We're going to do that, because we're going to talk about those two at least.
Yeah.
I just know there's been some, but this has like taken over my life.
It's all that's on my feed, and I'm deep. Feel blessed and highly favored to be witnessing this.
God, I love when other people have mess and I can forget about mine. I'm sorry you're going through this.
Yes. We need to start by saying, we stand with Ray.
Mm-hmm. Team Ray.
Yeah.
Indeed. Until I have evidence to prove otherwise. That's the only one I follow. I follow Ray. I didn't even know LaChondra had a TikTok. I just saw her in Ray's TikToks. Because Ray is fabulous. I love her fashion.
Give us a rundown of Ray. Because before we can get into this, we gotta paint the scene. So tell us all about Ray and how you came across her and like what she is known for.
So it's so funny because I saw, and I don't know the timeline, but I feel like it was over a year ago, a video. And it was, I didn't realize till later it was her. But she was talking about the importance, I think, especially in Black families, to hold family members accountable. Like, she was talking about like past like sexual abuse in her family and stuff that had happened, and how they like still years later were protecting family members. That's the first video I ever saw from her. And I was like, wow, that's a really great video. And then I started seeing stuff later and I was like, oh my God, same person. But what I mostly for Ray, she has a boutique, I believe. She's plus size Black woman. Obviously she's in a lesbian relationship. She has older children. So I don't know if she was previously married, but she, you know, had children with a man before. And yeah, so she talks about her kids a lot, because, you know, they're, you know, as children asking parents for money and all this stuff. fashions. She also recently has been doing these things where she's like sitting down, giving a lesson in front of a board. Like, this is somebody's business. Here's where you should be. But you're in their business. Like, just fashionable. And then obviously, like, LaChandra would pop, what I would see with her pop in, or LaChandra really is got into Christmas decorations. And there's, so there was always like this bit of people being like, we're sending you more decorations, and Ray being mad, like, why are y'all hyping LaChandra up? So that's what I mainly see. There's like, I feel like when you follow people, you see less of them than if they were just on your FYP. I don't get it. But those are the videos I mainly see, is her fashions, her her educations, I guess. I don't know.
Her lessons.
Life lessons. Yes, but how did you come across her?
That's what I saw too. I think the first one I saw from her was her doing one about how Rihanna is getting laid and is happy, and therefore you're not going to get a new album. Like, it was like, it was like a math lesson, and it was very funny.
Exactly. Yes, and sadly, we probably aren't going to get any. It's fine.
Yeah. She's very, she has a lot of charisma. Like, even aside from the fact that she can be funny, there's just something about the way she talks and the way she tells stories. Like, she's just very, you just want to watch her. Like, she has a really great screen presence, I feel like. Yeah.
She doesn't, you don't want to scroll away. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you're talking about, I'm interested.
Yeah. She's a beautiful woman. She's a good storyteller. Like, blowing up.
Yes. And from what we've seen previously to LaChandra Gate, I don't know what we're going to call it. They seem like a happily married couple. I know, obviously, they're a lesbian couple, but they seem to, Ray is more feminine and LaChandra's more mask presenting. So I don't know if, you know, obviously we don't know these people. So I don't know how their like roles are in the home, but I think LaChandra also has a son, maybe.
She does. She has at least, she at least has one kid, and it seemed like he was not, I think he might still be in the house.
Maybe. I can't remember the ages. Cause I know like, I know they're older, but I don't know how they're not. I don't know if they're all grown.
Yeah. Like, totally sure. I was under the impression that Ray's kids might be out of the house, or like at least not minors.
One
anymore.
Of her daughters, I think, was like in college.
Yeah.
At least one, but I don't know how many. I can't keep up.
I know LaChandra's, I think, 46. I don't know how old Ray is, but if we assume that they're about the same age, it makes sense they have like non-minor children.
Yeah. And then like in the teens.
Yeah.
They have children. Who sometimes, they're not like a folk, this is not a family vlog or situation, but you know, sometimes they pop in or talking about it. But yeah, besides that, I didn't know much about LaChandra. I didn't even realize that LaChandra was a pastor. I was about to say a minister or a pastor, a master, like, oops. I didn't even know LaChandra was a pastor.
That is an important detail, is that LaChandra is a woman of the cloth, ordained in some church. I'm not sure.
We'll see. Both a woman of the cloth and a woman of color. All right.
Mm-hmm. And she, I'm not sure. There's references to bishops. That makes me wonder if it's the, AAME, possibly. I don't know.
The African-American,
I think, Methodist? Is it Methodist Episcopal?
I'm not in the church, so I don't be knowing. I've heard of that abbreviation. I just can't tell you for certain if that's what it stands for. But she's definitely some religious figure, like in a church. Does she work at a church?
I think she works at a church, and she does like, a couple times a week, she has like devotion time on TikTok. Like, I think that's what she got known for on TikTok, was like Tuesday devotional with Pastor LaChandra.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad that if that was on her spirit, she could find a flock to preach to, you know, being a Black queer woman. I love that for her.
I love the idea of it. Yeah, like conceptually into this. So a great power couple. We've got a woman of the cloth. We've got a businesswoman who's like making moves.
Proud of her body, fashionable, just, you know, who knows what happened before, but now they have made it. They're good. They're living life. They're loving life. Live, left, loving, if you will. Until...
out of nowhere.
Let me tell you, my flabber gassed.
Was gassed. Ray hops on a little, or I think she posted a TikTok saying they were getting divorced. And shock, like without details. Shock but like waves. Everybody was shocked. I think I missed that. I didn't jump into this until she did the live.
Yes. That's where, because I've been behind on my TikToks. My friends have been sending me. And so I was seeing that on my FYP. And I'm like, hold up. And I went into, and I was like, hold. And then my friend was like, have you seen this? And I went back up a few videos. But yeah, I didn't see that first video. I started seeing recaps of the live. And I was like, wait a minute. Then I went to my favorite, like, people who usually recount drama, and they had part one, part two, part three. I was like, let's sit down. Let me catch up.
Thank you to the tireless archivists of TikTok for capturing and preserving this live so that those of us who were not present for it could watch it later. Because in this live, Ray... Not a fact was left untold about why this divorce is transpiring.
I mean, I feel like I could write a dissertation at this point on why, and I still don't even have all of it. Obviously, I feel like she's given us a lot of information, but obviously we don't have it all, and I still feel like there's so much every day.
I'm more, like, yeah, because we should, I think we should do in the order, like we should try to preserve like where it starts and then where it goes. But this is, we should also mention this has happened very recently because she gives us a timeline. She was like, she starts with August 30th, write that down. And I'm like,
yes,
ma'am.
2023.
Okay. So this is within the last 6 weeks. This has transpired.
Okay. What did she
come home to on August 30th?
I don't know if I have the whole thing because my first recollection was that she was like backing out of the driveway.
Oh, yeah. You're right. She's backing up.
And they saw something on the door and then she sees and it's an eviction notice because they are renting their current home, which I would just like to take an aside and say there's a lot of people being like, oh, if you're making all this money, if you're this successful, why are you renting a house? Please. Okay. People can rent a house and have a lot of money. Like, hello. She said that wasn't a plan to stay there long term. So, like, I don't like that conversation going on.
I don't either. I think that's like, yeah, there's different reasons why people do or don't buy versus rent. Like, that's not my business.
It's like, you have a home. So, saw an eviction notice and. Then I'm trying to remember what happened because there's just so many pieces. I don't know the timeline.
So she sees the eviction notice and she immediately asks LaShondra, like, basically WTF, because, an important detail here. Actually, two important details. One is that Ray's mom, I think 10 years ago, had a gambling addiction and took all of her money and Ray ended up being homeless as a result of this. So because of that, Ray has always kept her finances separate from everyone. So even once her and LaShondra got married, they did not combine finances. So she would give her half of the rent to LaShondra every month for LaShondra to pay it. And the reason LaShondra was in charge of that is because I'm remembering now, her day job is that she is a property manager for HUD housing. So like she understands, I mean, you know, that's her job. So like it makes sense. She would be the one to handle that. So if there is an eviction notice, her first question is like, WTF?
Yeah.
I've been paying. What do you mean, like?
She's like, explain. There must have been a mistake. But we find out there was not a mistake. Because what else is she? Because she finds out. So well, who does she
goes to Atlanta. She had to go to Atlanta for a few days. She comes back and goes, and Lashandra is like, oh yeah, I haven't talked to them about this yet. Now, and actually, Jess, as a married woman, you can provide some context here. If I had a business trip and I got back and my spouse had not addressed the fact that there was an eviction notice that they are claiming is not supposed to be there, I would be hella suspicious and also furious.
Yes, I would be like, this notice may say we're getting evicted, but I'm about to evict you, myself, with my foot in your ass. Damn it. So yes, what do you mean? What do you mean you haven't followed up? You haven't got nothing? You haven't reached out, an email, nothing? Eviction? This isn't like past due. This is saying you got to leave this residence.
You've got to get up out of here because you're so far past due that we're not dealing with this anymore. So she goes, so she understandably then decides to go straight to the real estate office. Whereupon she discovers that not only are they past due, this is the third time that an eviction proceeding has started in the 11 months that they have been renting this house.
Do we think that Lashandra just always got ahead of the notice on the door, or that it just didn't make it that far? Like, I wonder what happened.
I wonder if they didn't start like official legal proceedings previously, maybe.
This one was the final. It was like, okay, we're not doing this again.
Yeah. But yeah, somehow she kept it from her. Like,
if you pay, because did she say something like, even if you paid this or paid everything up, like, we're just tired of, like, you gotta go. I feel like, I might have made that up.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because I think that the dude must have realized, like, she had no idea. Because, I mean, it would be hard to fake that kind of shock. So she immediately goes and gets the rent and the late fee. Like, she immediately helps, like, catch up. Mm-hmm. But then, he tries to talk to the owners, but they're like, no. Like, we're not doing this anymore.
Go on and get it.
And she finds out she's not been paying the sewer and the water. So then she has to pay another, I think, like $1,000 or $2,000 for that.
Oh, wow. I don't understand. And so people who are like, there's a lot of people, because of course, people take sides. I feel like most of TikTok that I've seen is on Ray's side, but a lot of people are saying, how didn't she know? And yada, yada, yada. To that point, I say, how many times do people in traditional heterosexual relationships give money to the man, or the man is just supposed to be paying the bill? I can't tell you how many TikToks I have seen where people's homes have been foreclosed on, or things have been turned off because they're like, well, my husband was just taking care of it. I didn't have any control over the finances. So it's like, I just feel like because they're a queer relationship, people are trying to say like, oh, it would be different. But it's like, well, if she was giving money to this person because, like you said, property manager, so you would think, hey, you manage properties, you would know how to give the money to the person managing our property to take care of our bills. So people saying that, I'm like, it's very, people get cheated on and they don't know. So you don't think people can mess with finances and not tell someone else?
It isn't like, I mean, I'm not married, and part of why I'm not married is it seems to me that like the whole point of having that kind of partnership is that this is like supposed to be the one person that you can trust absolutely. So I mean, I do think that there is some wisdom, and like, especially for women, I think that like we should always have like an emergency fund, even if you're in a relationship that your man doesn't know about. Like, you know, I take the point that like it's important to know where your money's going, but I also feel like it's pretty reasonable to assume that your spouse is taking the money you're giving them for rent
Yeah. And pain. Especially in this one, it's not even just, oh, he handles that. It's I'm giving you, it's not like I'm just expecting it all on you. It's I'm giving you money towards these things. So where is the money? Where's the money?
Like, which is going to be the overriding question that we will still have thesis. At the end of this.
Where is the money?
Where is the money? So she's realized they're fucked on this housing situation. Mm-hmm. So she very reasonably calls up her best friend and is talking to her friend about this. And just, do you remember what her friend reveals?
So, because I feel like there's been multiple, but didn't the friend say LaShondra borrowed money from her? But did this friend get paid back or not? Because I know, I feel like there's people who have not been paid back.
That friend, I think, got paid back, but it took 18 months. And LaShondra lied to Ray. So LaShondra borrowed that money from Ray's best friend and told the best friend it was for the wedding and then told Ray that that was a gift from the friend for the wedding.
I just think about asking Andrew's friend for money. Just what? I can't.
I just can't imagine not telling my best friend if somebody had asked me for that.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't even ask my best friend for money, but like, I would have to be on my like absolute last to even ask for like $5, let alone go ask my spouse's best friend for a substantial chunk of change and then lie to my
I just can't imagine, like, so my best friend is getting married this spring, and if she needed money for the wedding, I would give it to her. Mm-hmm. But if her fiance asked me for it, my first response to that would be, well, sure, but I need to talk to Bess about this first.
Yeah. It's like, it's not about the money. It's like, why are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know the relationship. Maybe she's also really good friends with LaShondra. And I'm sure that LaShondra, like, begged, like, don't tell her. But still, yeah, as I feel like I would have to go to my best friend and be like, now, they said don't tell you this, but y'all doing okay? Because they just asked me for a rack. I got you if you need it, but were you too embarrassed to come out? You know, like, you know,
yeah, like I'm not going to have this weird situation where, like, even if we take it at face value, where, like, I know and you know that I lent your fiance money, but mm-hmm. we never have talked about it. Like, that just, no, I wouldn't do that, but.
Mm-mm. No, it's very, I don't get it. On both sides, you know, not trying to say anything about her friend, but it's just, it's weird.
Yeah, and I agree. I think it's odd, but you know, different people have different relationships, I guess. I don't know. So she finds that out. Oh god, I'm not even trying to remember what all she finds out here. Oh, is at this point, does the best friend also tell her that somebody messaged her before they got married, warning her that? Okay, yeah. So let's assume it's at this point. So Ray didn't get the message because I'm assuming this person probably assumed like Ray has so many followers, she'll never see it. So somebody messaged Ray's best friend and said, hey, I just want to warn your friend. I was married to LaShondra. This is another woman. I was married to LaShondra and she stole all my money and cheated on me.
No, I missed this.
Ugh. Yeah. But again, you know, Ray's a big public figure. Like, you don't know this person. You don't want to stress her out right before she gets married. Like, you don't know if this is real.
Question. They've been married for 6 years? 6 years?
They've been together 6 years, but I'm not sure if they've been married for all of that.
Okay, because I was going to say, I didn't know. Like, I know when I found Ray, she already had over a million followers on TikTok. So I didn't know how long she's been, like, a public figure. But if I thought they had been married 6 years, but they only been together, then that'll make more sense if it was in the last couple.
I think so. Somebody can correct us if we're wrong on the time.
Like, let me Google, but, you know. Spoiler for ahead, there might be other marriages that come up.
Well, yeah. So she drops that on her. And also at some point during this, LaShondra messages Ray and is like, so Ray is like not talking to LaShondra at this point.
Nope.
And she messages her. And is like, it's been 2 days, like, we need to talk about this. I'm sorry, but, like, why aren't you talking to me? And I guess then I kind of didn't understand the chronology of this, but, like, at some point, LaShondra got, like, up in Ray's face. And I couldn't quite tell if she put her hands on her, if she was just being aggressive of like, you've got to talk to me. Like, I'm not sure exactly what went down there, but
I don't remember that part. I know that I remember her saying that she was like, it's only been a few days. I didn't talk to my mama for a year after, you know, she ended up gambling away her money. So she was like, what makes you think I'm gonna talk to you in 2 days, you know, a couple of days.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she was up. She better not be. Up in her face. I just looked because Ray was on Say Yes to the Dress. And so I think she got married in 2019 or 2020 because she was on Say Yes to the Dress in 2018.
Okay.
So the wedding was in the last 3 or 4 years.
Couple of years. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. So she finds that out. Then I think she goes to work. And it just, I feel really bad. I mean, it's funny, but I also feel so bad for Ray. This is awful. So then she's telling her, I guess either her employee or her manager of the store or something about what's gone on. And what does the manager let her know?
Did she borrow money from her too? Or them too? Or is this about the dining room table? I'm so sorry.
This is about the Airbnb.
Oh, wait. I don't have the full. Yes, but I cannot remember the details. Did the manager have the Airbnb and that like LaShondra was pocketing the money that people were paying?
Yes. So the manager has an Airbnb over the store, I guess, and LaShondra's bishop was in town and arranged for the bishop to stay there. And the bishop paid LaShondra. But LaShondra never gave it to the manager. So when Ray talks to her, she's like, this is all okay. Like, I'll get this fixed. I'll talk to the bishop and get you your money. So Ray then calls LaShondra's bishop. And the bishop is like, no, no, honey. Like, let me show you the receipts of when I paid.
Ooh, Chile. Not gotten the bishop involved. Lord have mercy. Was it just one time or was it multiple?
I think it was one time, but if I'm remembering rightly, the bishop also at this point mentions to Ray that like she has caught LaShondra stealing or doing something weird with money.
From the collection.
It's that she heard from, I remember, she heard from LaShondra's old bishop who called the new bishop and warned her to not let LaShondra be around the money because LaShondra had been stealing money from the old bishop.
Well, old habits die hard, I guess. Oh, my word. This, how embarrassing. You have to have a person of the cloth call and warn your new supervisor of the cloth. I don't know how these things work. But you can't be trusted around the funds of the church. But listen. You know what? As churches go, I'm not surprised. But still.
Mm.
Where's the dining room table coming here? Because I don't know why. This is such a minute part, but that one really had my jaw.
No. Go ahead. This was the first time. This was like the first strike against LaShondra. And it was like I think after this happened, Ray said, if you ever lie to me like this again, I'm out. So go ahead. Okay.
It was that. So they have a dining room table, you know, a normal staple in a home that LaShondra said was a gift or like a, I don't know if she said if it was a gift or it was like from a family member, like it was theirs and just given to them or something.
Yeah.
But it was
from
not.
Her mom. She said it was from her mom, I think.
Yeah. It was from, I guess, like Rent-A-Center and it was repossessed, wasn't it?
Yes. A year.
Oh, you have a dining room table. You couldn't. You're lying about a dining room table.
Rent-A-Center.
Come on.
And I don't want to shame anyone, but like when you're like on social media living like a bougie lifestyle, it does seem weird that you can't pay off your Rent-A-Center dining room table.
Especially because where's the money Ray is sending you? Where's the money for the Airbnb? Where's the money from the church? You can easily use some of that money you took to pay for your damn dining room table so y'all can have somewhere to eat.
Once again, where is the money going?
Does she have an offshore bank account?
I don't know if she's got a gambling addiction, if she has got some sort of substance addiction. I would find it hard to believe that Ray had no idea about a substance addiction, but maybe.
Or gambling.
But gambling maybe is easier to hide.
Hey, look at Kim Zolciak. She was gambling online at the gas station, so.
Oh, I missed
it's possible.
That.
Oh. Girl.
You'll have to fill me in about that at some point.
This, I just was like, not the dining room table.
Not the dining room table from Rent-A-Center.
Like eviction. Okay. Like eviction, stealing funds, borrowing money. The dining room table from Rent-A-Center.
And Ray went to a hotel for, I think, a few days after that happened. So, I mean, it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And now the rest of the things, I don't have a good timeline because I'm just seeing all kinds of videos. I'm seeing clips from her. I'm seeing screenshots from other people.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Okay, so we covered. Okay, so I think somehow Ray is at, maybe the bishop like comes in. Somehow she is at some kind of meal with somebody from the denomination. And they are, maybe she's like getting counsel from them or something. But anyway, I remember that they're drinking margaritas because she said she was three margaritas. And when she found this out.
Give me one margarita.
I don't think she's opening her legs for LaShondra anytime soon. That was a guess, though.
Three margaritas in and she finds out what?
The bishop or whoever is talking and is like, you know, she's got to be really careful or else she's going to go back to jail. And she literally lowered her sunglasses over her third margarita and is like, back to jail.
What you mean back? Ooh,
come to find out, LaShondra actually has been to jail for fraud.
That's not funny. I'm so sorry.
It's not. But it's just like, I think some of this is just she's such a good storyteller. So when you're watching the live, you're just like eating it up when she's giving you these details.
Oh, girl,
but like,
it's like in real life, it's in real time Lifetime movie.
Yeah. And it's just sort of like, it starts so specific. And it just, what she basically realizes is that LaShondra has been conning everyone in her life, in Ray's life and in LaShondra's life, for years. And Ray had no idea.
Which you wouldn't know unless you did, yeah. Or, you know, unless you do a background check, which, I mean,
somebody
I would advise people what they can't afford. Yes, because that's what I saw. And I'm like, oh my God, I love the dedication. Y'all are spending money on this.
Yeah, this guy, I pulled it up because I wanted to freeze frame just on all of Lashondra's aliases, because that was a detail that I really enjoyed.
I only saw a few.
The audacity of this woman to lie, steal, scam, cheat, and get exposed by her wife, and she still comes on TikTok to have Tuesday devotion.
Okay. I'm trying to find
$1,700 that she hasn't paid yet. Again, public knowledge.
So this gentleman is Forever Alfonso. God bless you, sir, for paying for the court records.
And the recap. I watched every recap he's posted. Yes. I'm like, part nine, part two. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so I can't make this larger, but I'm going to try to read some of these. Lil Lockhart. Lockhart Lashondra, Lashondra Shalise Lockhart, Thunon, L. Lockhart, Lashondra Lockhart, spelled like every different variant of Lashondra is in here. Tracy Brooks, Teresa Walters, Tyrone Lockhart, Teuton, LV Peak, Tennert Brooks, Tequila Brooks, Mike Walters. Anne Elliott, also a Jane Austen heroine. Tony Wilson. I mean, Lil Lockhart is my favorite.
Daryl Brooks.
What?
I was waiting. You said, I was like, oh, Daryl Brooks, is that on there?
Oh my gosh, it all makes sense now. But anyway, I enjoy it. Thank you to this gentleman for paying for this. But also, like, what in the world?
How do you have that? I don't. Was that possible? I guess some people are just natural born scammers, because that is wild. I feel like it would be normal to see maybe a couple aliases, especially if someone has been married a couple times, like, you know, change your name, whatever. But
for sure.
That, I think Tyrone was my favorite.
I like Tyrone. I also, I mean, she is very, like, she has sort of like mask presentation. So, you know, it's not necessarily surprising to me that she was able to kind of pass or present herself in a more masculine light. I did see, okay, we can cut this out if this is not my business. But I did see a TikTok of a Black creator saying that we should have known that she was in prison because she had prison plaits.
No prison plaits.
Okay, I didn't. I laughed, but I also didn't fully understand.
I saw that one. Because they were explaining. Because, like, I mean, it is a hairstyle that is usually seen on people. And they're like, you could tell that she already went, and she's like, because of her, at least the video I saw, they were like, you know, I'm trying to be anti-carceral, but if she do go to prison, she got her hair is ready. She was just saying how much, like, time and intention it takes to get those real tight and to do the individual plait, and it's like, who's rocking these outside in freedom?
And is it that people do them in prison because it's just super time consuming, so, like, you have the time to do it?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I have every angle. I should not be. I'm sorry, but it's entertaining.
Okay,
the people stitches, even the way Ray is telling the story, even though I'm sure she is hurting, like you said, she's a great storyteller. And it just every day or every hour, it seems there's something new. And it's just like, oh my God, this is better than any season of Real Housewives. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, okay. On that note, I am so two things I'm very thankful for on Miss Ray's behalf. One is that because of the bad experience that she had with her mom stealing her money, that she kept their finances separate, because Lord knows what position she would be in right now if they had had joint accounts. Oh my God.
Negative balance.
And the second thing is, apparently they were supposed to start filming a reality show in March that got delayed because of the writer's strike. So while that would have been great TV, for her sake, I'm so glad that that didn't end up happening, because she's already clearly very embarrassed by all this. And that would have just been so humiliating.
Ooh, wow. I don't know if you've seen anything about this, because I didn't see it from Ray. I heard it in another TikTok, but I haven't found like if there was a part where Ray says this. But someone was saying that she found out LaShondra doesn't like one of her daughters or something.
Yes, have you seen that? She said that in a live. She found out from her daughter that apparently LaShondra like hates her and has been like fat shaming her or something. Oh, you had some damn nerve.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
Yeah. She did that. She ripped off Ray's brother because he is living in one of those properties she manages, and she has been taking his rent via Cash App.
Excuse me?
Yeah. And, have you seen that whole... Apparently, she's been doing this for a ton of tenants, many of whom are not supposed to have to pay any rent. It's like federally subsidized housing so that they don't have to pay rent, and she is collecting like $300-$400 from them via Cash App. And I'm like, you're going to jail.
I missed that part. Because when you said HUD housing, then I was like, well, what do you mean they're paying with Cash App? That's not how that works.
Exactly. But like, and like, not everybody who's in that housing pays nothing. Like some people, like there is an adjustment of how much subsidy. So like some people are paying a small amount of money for their housing. So like,
but it wouldn't be through Cash App.
It would not be through your personal Cash App.
No, this is federal.
Ooh. And it's like,
what her prior one, if she went to jail or is she going to prison?
She's going to prison, allegedly, if that is true. Because I do have to say, while I'm all for us like really getting rid of all these restrictions of like hiring people who've been to jail, like it continues to penalize them after they've served their time. It makes it impossible for people to reintegrate with society. Like, it's bullshit. Yes, but yes. I will say, to whoever hired her as a property manager, knowing that what she had gone to jail for was fraud.
Especially for this, for a government role,
it seems they didn't a little. Have her background. I don't know if that would have been my choice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So, are any of these people like? So, is Ray's brother or LaShondra's brother that she's been?
It was scanning? Ray's brother.
Is he or any of the other people who she's been taking their money, are they like gonna lose their housing because of that, or are they okay? Are they fine?
I haven't heard. I don't know if she was just like straight up stealing from them and like making them think that they had rent now when they didn't. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if it was, maybe not all the properties she manages are HUD. So maybe it was one of the non-HUD housing units she was managing. Like, I don't know. I haven't heard the full deets on that yet.
My Lord. Wow.
Well, and so then we also got to, it just keeps, three more things we got to cover. One, she, at the same time that she admitted that they were going to get evicted and like admitted she hadn't been doing what she was supposed to be doing, she also admitted to Ray that she had defaulted on a loan that Ray had co-signed for her. So...
again, where is the money?
Where is the money? Does she, like, owe a mob boss something? Like, what is going on?
It's not making sense. How are you defaulting on things, getting things repoed when you're taking money? Where is the money?
Where is the money? Second thing, one of the tenants in one of these units confirmed the shadiness in terms of like the Cash App and all that, but also confirmed that the entire apartment building knows that LaShondra has a side piece in this building, that she had pictures of her, of them like coming and going, all, you know, hugged up.
was not as caught up as I thought I was. Oh, my Lord.
So not only stealing from her, cheating on her.
With her prison plans. You got some nerve.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody likes what they like. But Lashandra's got some damn nerve because Rey is a beautiful woman and Lashandra, yes. I was assuming had a great personality, you know?
Oh my gosh. I really taking the mask presentingness to the extreme and just really being trifling like a man.
For sure.
At one of the properties,
and that side piece. This is all alleged, but so Lashandra's former wife had a daughter, and this daughter contacted one of the TikTok tea channels and said, "A, Lashandra did this exact same thing to my mom. She took a truck out in my mom's name without her knowing it and then defaulted. She took all of our money and my mom ran off and my mom had to file bankruptcy." And they're like, the T channel did a great job of collecting the receipts. I will try to link the video below in the description just so that people can see. She did the research. It seems like this all is pretty credible. And then she also said, though, that the picture of Lashandra with the side piece was the same side piece that she had when she cheated on her mom.
No.
So she's been seeing this other person for years.
Okay, great. What hasn't Lashandra done is really the question.
This is the question at this point.
The two questions: where is the money, and what have you not done? Oh my God!
Yeah. So
Lashandra is an earned name.
Mm-hmm. Lashandra,
and still had the nerve to get on TikTok and give you a little devotion.
Yes, and still, even after all this came out, got on and was talking about, like,
don't want to miss ministry Monday.
Exactly. Overcoming adversaries who rise up against you. And it's like, Miss Ma'am, are the adversary. What are you talking about?
Literally, the adversary is in the room with us right now.
Exactly. Like, what?
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This, it was already bad. And then you just added so much more. This cake is about to topple over.
I mean, yeah. So I think that's most of where we are right now. I would not be surprised by the time this goes up if more has come out.
By the time.
Unless Lashandra can really pull an Uno reverse here, I don't really want to hear what she has to say because, she seems like she is trash.
I know. When people, I'm just until there's concrete proof against saying Rey's lying or something, I'm so sorry, Lashandra. I just don't believe anything you say.
No.
Because with all of the the background reports, the people corroborating, the people come from the past, all of these. My Lord.
So, Rey, I want to end because I want to hear from you if you think that this, because I've been why am I mean, first of all, it's so juicy. That's part of why I'm so captivated by this. But I'm I feel like there's also something really powerful about the way Rey has owned what's going on and just been really vulnerable about it. So I'm going to play. So she had done one of her lessons talking about burning a bridge while you're still on it. And sometimes that's just what you have to do. And I guess she got a lot of backlash for it. So this is her talking about the TikTok. And I just felt like this was a good way to
I love that top comment. Mama talk.
Yes, I agreed. Agree, Ophelia. So let's just I wanted to make sure we heard from her about this too, just because A, it gives people a sense of her voice, but also just, I thought this was really powerful.
I just want to get on here because a lot of you all are not understanding when I said that I'm okay with burning a bridge while I'm standing on it. I said it because I'm fully aware that by exposing what I have been through, that I'm going to receive backlash. I'm going to get burned a little bit too. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with setting a bridge on fire because I can swim. I'm okay with setting a bridge on fire while I'm on it because I can handle that. I can take that. I have been online for a very long time. And I understand that the need for you all to defend me or explain to other people what I meant and what I said, it is totally unnecessary. As a matter of fact, I was fully prepared to be the villain. I was going to let you all think whatever you wanted to think. Oh, she lost weight and this is what happened. Had no idea. You have no idea. Okay. But I made the decision to do what I needed to do. Okay. And if I am collateral damage from it, so be it. It is so that it won't happen to another person ever again. It is for me to help somebody. Hey, pay attention. Okay. That's what I mean when I say I'm okay with setting a bridge on fire while I'm on it. I can handle it. And what's not really clicking for many of you is that as soon as I found out, I filed. The problem is a lot of y'all stay. Now, I played a fool, but as soon as I found out that I was a fool, my foolish ass got up out of there. Okay. So this class is going to be quick.
Oh, I love her. But that is an excellent point because I had heard about her clip with the burning a bridge on it. But I love that analogy of I can swim. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. And her being like, you will not continue to play the fool with me. I'm out.
Yeah. I thought that because I think a lot of people do stay. And it was making me wonder, you could tell me if I'm totally out of pocket for this, but like, I know Ta-Nehisi Coates has talked about in the past how like, because, well, the Black church has been such like an important institution in the history of the American Black experience, because it's like one of the only institutions that was allowed to flourish and like be consistent. And because of that, there's like this really strong thread of Christian values and like Christian ideas that like even non-religious Black families are really inculcated with. And he was specifically talking about like how it's wrong, or like how he has a problem with how Black people in America are given such a value of forgiveness from their families, like that it's, you have to forgive above all else, and like how that was reinforced politically through Martin Luther King. And like, I don't know, I was thinking about like, I think there's something really powerful about her saying that she is not just going to forgive and forget this. Like that that maybe that's right for some people, but I don't know. I just felt like that was a really powerful thing for her to like stand up and just say like, no, I don't have to forgive this. Like,
yes. And I'm sure that's, I don't know how intertwined they're like beyond their kids, like their extended family, like how that is. Cause I feel like that could be even more of a pressure. And I don't know how involved like Ray was like in LaShondra's church. Cause I feel like that could make it harder, but yes, to everything you said, and that it's always, you know, well, obviously they're not blood related, but yeah, it's forgiveness and try again. You got to make this work. And I'm glad that she recognized, no, like she already gave her a chance after that table.
After that red center table.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. And that was it. And I hope, you know, I feel like by the time we get off of here, we're going to learn something else when we go check TikTok later.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm proud of her. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I don't know if her.
I know.
If she ever
saw, I know.
Proud of you. Because, yeah, she is, you know, way more people's eyeballs on her. So I feel like that would be even harder, one, to admit all of these things and then, you know, be talking about or still be online amidst the, you know, separating and divorcing legally. So,
yeah.
But she said, I am not new to this. I'm true to this. And I'm going to be all right. And if she is.
And she is. And I think she's going to be fine. I think she's going to come out of this better.
She's in trouble. Allegedly. Yeah.
Lakondra, I don't think is going to come out of this okay. But Ray, I think, is going to come out of this better, stronger, thriving.
Yes. Yes.
Without the dead weight.
Oh, wait. I can't. I'm so, how you going to talk about her child?
That. I'm going to be taking government money through Cash App. That one really still blows my mind.
I'm not a fan of this government. I whine and bitch about paying taxes, but I'm going to pay them because you are not coming after me. I'm not playing with no government money. No. As much as I wish I had gotten a PPP loan to pay off my student loans, no. I'm just not. I don't need that. I don't need that messiness in my life. Lakondra is bold to already have gone to jail for fraud and then get out and continue to do it at this level. Like, did she not think with her wife being such like in the prominence, she didn't think at some point one of these people she scammed was going to be like, well, I know how to get in touch with your wife. I'm going to put you on blast. Like, did she not just think this was going to continue fine, just carefree out here scamming? And where's the money?
What?
Where is the money? Where's the money? Where's the money?
That is truly, if you'll forgive the pun, the $1 million question. Because, like, where is it that she is just like robbing Peter to pay Paul and it's like a Ponzi scheme? But, like, where, what was the money originally for? Like,
because I can't imagine scamming and still not being able to take care of like having a residence for you to live in. To continue your scamming like that is what's throwing me off. Is it like, does she have some long con where she's putting money away and she's going to have her final alias where she was like going to run away and just like dip and leave all these debts behind, and she had this money hiding like where?
As Tyrone? Yeah, I don't know.
Where the money reside? Where is it? I need to know.
I don't know, but it really is the $1 million question, because like, yeah. So when this comes out, if we found out where the money was going, we'll definitely give you guys an update. But like right now, that is the mystery. Like, I'm sure we're going to get a ton more stories because like it seems like everybody and their mama is coming out of here with like, Lashondra, borrow from me.
It's not like she's 26, 46. So she's, you know, lived some life and come across a lot of people that she probably scammed out of a good amount of money, time, things. So I will not be surprised if we get more testimony, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm also hoping eventually we'll find out where the money went, because that really is just a puzzlement.
Tony. Yeah. Wow.
So she's got to pay someone to do her prison plats for her. So that's at least one expense we know she has.
She's like, I keep a little cash on me for this. The rest is in an account under an alias that no one knows.
It is in the Caymans. Oh my God.
This is a snap and turn.
Yeah, this was... a little deep dive into our favorite TikTok mess in a while.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there has been anything in between this and Wombland Saga that's been so like captivating all of TikTok. Like, I feel like the Tarte trip was pretty big for a while, but I don't know if there wasn't this much. Ooh, Kate Gate was good.
Yeah, and that one felt like a victimless crime, because it was like, you did this to yourself.
Yes. Literally, she just kept talking. Girl,
yeah,
please. Happy birthday, Trilby. But
never forget Trilby.
No, that one, but like, I feel like this is the first one in so long that has so much. Like, Kate Gate was big. So was the, like, the Tart Trip Tattoo Gate. But this one just has layers. So, like, we keep getting new information. Not just people talking about the same story, but they're like, a new thing. A new revelation. Yes. A new person came out of the woodwork. And it's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Because the last thing that really, like, captivated TikTok like this, I feel like, was when the submarine was down there. But we just didn't have a lot of facts, and it was a lot of just kind of joking about the same facts. This one, we keep getting new things.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, I'm just... At one point, I wished for social media fame, and the longer I've been making content, the more I realize I'm glad that never happened. Because it's a lot. Like, I feel like it just increases pressure on you as a person, on your relationship, mm-hmm. if your partner is, even if it's not your primary form of content. Just like, I'm just glad that that many people are not in my business. It's enough.
Yeah. I think you do okay if you can find a way to stay kind of grounded mm-hmm. in reality. And I think that I think it's very difficult to be successful putting your family and or partner with you on the internet. Does not seem to work out well.
No, especially your children, which we'll be talking about that later. But
yes. Do not put your children on the internet. That's the TLDR.
Like,
but
like all of it. Like a lot of them are cute, but there's just too many weirdos. Like, just stop it, please.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's a different topic for a different day.
Prepare yourself.
For today. Well,
no, this was child abuse free.
Exactly. Another child abuse free episode for you guys.
Oh, thinking of your mental health. You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, we had some crimes, but they were different kinds of crimes.
Yes. So. Try to change it up, you know?
Yeah. We're about to record one about murder, but whatever. It's okay. Jess, where can people find you on the internet without your lying partner?
Well, let's see. What are their government names? Google or the Alphabet Company on YouTube as Jess Owens. Mm-hmm. What did we figure out? Was it ByteDance for TikTok? Mm-hmm. Said by Jess or Jess Owens. I don't know what my name is. And Instagram or Metagram. Mm-hmm. Zucky's World over on Instagram said by Jess. And I forgot to be prepared with my Tumblr handle next time. I forgot to log in.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to go Anon.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I might need 2 accounts.
Yeah. a Fumbler? Is that the equivalent of a Fensta?
Where do you be at in these internet streets?
I be at all those same places, but I'm at Books Like Woe, and I'm also on Goodreads/Amazon as at Books Like Woe.
Oh, yes. I'm there, too. I just can never remember my name, but it doesn't matter because I don't read that much anyway.
As soon as I hit end record, we're going to talk about, because I talked about it with my friend at brunch today. So, but anyway, for now, we're closing these tabs, though I'm sure it will be an evolving situation, and we will see you next time.
Bye.